John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. But the good news is Jesus came that you and I would have life. We would have it to its full. We would have it to the overflow. And the only thing that's preventing that is the thief. So we've got to shut the door to the thief. We've got to close the eye gate to the thief. We've got to close our ears to the thief. We've got to close our heart to the thief. We've got to close our mouth to the thief. And we have already discovered we have to repent of sin when we sin. And we have to be doers of the word of God. Because if we don't, we deceive ourselves. We open ourselves up to the deceiver. And also, we've got to watch the words of our mouth. David said, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable unto you. And we've got to have that which is acceptable to the Lord. And what we speak, not only is he comes as a thief to steal, but he comes to kill. Now that word in the Greek means thuo, to sacrifice. And this is where, listen, my friend, this is where Satan oppresses, he depresses, he wears you out so you will give up. Another definition of that word kill is to breathe, to blow smoke. And that's a picture of a smoke screen. Satan's deception once again. So he comes to oppress you, depress you, wear you out, causing you to be hopeless and feeling helpless so that you surrender to him. You surrender your dream. You surrender your life or your health. Maybe you are tired of fighting the sickness, so you sacrifice the dream of being healed and living a long life. Or you're tired of working at your marriage, so you surrender that. Or you're tired of, you know, church because things haven't gone your way. So you sacrifice your church. That was the thief. He came. He had a smoke screen. He threw up a smoke screen to cause you to yield to him. And that is not God's plan for you, my friend, to sacrifice what God has called you to do and to be. The only sacrifice we should have today is our lives, a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable unto him. I will explain what that means a little bit better tomorrow on the program. When Satan comes to cause us to sacrifice, this is where he beats you down with fear and despair until you're ready to give up, ready to stop fighting, warring, and even believing God for the things that God has said would come to pass. You begin to doubt because time and circumstances have taken its toll, and now you're willing to surrender that dream. Just as even Abraham, no doubt, was when God said that your seed will be blessed. You're going to have a seed, and you're going to have all these blessings. And he had an Ishmael because he could not wait. He surrendered. So thank you, Jesus, for your grace. You came again and you gave him the Isaac. God wants you to have your Isaac today. Don't sacrifice that dream in Jesus' name.